BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily, including Callum Scott off of that great version of Dancing on My Own, playing one of the best innuendo bingos in ages. The bangers are back on because Chris is back, and we hear all about the latest celebrity craze from the lady that invented it. You pay her to bite you.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
One. Hope you're good this afternoon. It's Tuesday, which is an innuendo bingo day. It's back. And today we've got Callum Scott off of Dancing on My Own, that beautiful cover. He's going to be on at 1:40, playing the game about 1:45. Don't forget, as always, you can watch it live on your phone, laptop or tablet on the Radio 1 website, or I'll give you a chance to view it later on catch-up. So, Chris.
I'm genuinely excited to be back.
I know, I got your text this morning, you're like, yo, I'm so pleased to be back.
Buzzing.
We have missed you, but please, 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 can you tell us where you've been on Friday and Monday?
It's so random, this, right?
And over the weekend.
It's so hard to explain, but basically I've been in the USA, in Ohio, at a festival called The Gathering of the Juggalos, which is a festival ran by this group called the Insane Clown Posse.
Right.
Which I know you're all thinking right now, that's very unlike me to go to.
Yeah.
But it's one of the most extreme festivals in the world, so I'm going to be doing this show for Radio 1 and the iPlayer all about extreme festivals around the world. So they thought it was a brilliant move to send me to this place in America.
I can't imagine how out of place you would have been.
You know the phrase fish out of water?
Yes.
Some of the things I've seen there will stick with me forever.
Right.
I'm not even sure exactly what I can and can't say about some of the things I've seen, but it will all be out in this Radio 1 show, and we filmed it all, so it'll be on iPlayer as well. But Scott, I mean, I've seen some incredible things out there.
I think I've seen this festival. It does look pretty extreme. Is there a lot of nakedness?
There's a lot of nakedness. Yes, there's a lot of nakedness. Like, for example,
are you struggling to find about what you can actually say at this time of day?
Yeah, because I've not checked with people what I can and can't say about it. But for example, there's this one bit of it, right? They do this radio show live from the festival, very different to this place, the setup. And that was the picture I sent you.
Yeah,
you know,
I got
with
that.
with the two giant poles in the middle of the stage.
To be fair, it doesn't look like the kind of festival for me.
Oh, Scott, you would have been amazing out there.
So this is going to be a Radio 1 show, and also it's going to be a little documentary on iPlayer.
Yeah,
right?
I'm really excited for you to see it, but you will find it hilarious because of how uncomfortable I felt at times.
I think as long as I'm watching it just on my sofa in my living room, I'm absolutely fine with that.
It was an amazing time, don't get me wrong, but for maybe the wrong reasons. It was so extreme. I've literally never been to anything like it.
Right.
And how's things been here?
It's all good, actually. I'll catch you up with some stuff in a minute. Can you please tell everyone, though, about the suntan cream incident
horrible.
And also the... what's it? The bug spray incident.
All right. So it was really hot out there, so I thought I needed to put some suntan cream on, bought some of that, put it all over my face. And then I also, because I didn't quite know what the wildlife situation was out there.
Ohio.
I bought some bug spray, sprayed myself all over with this stuff.
It's not the Amazonian rainforest.
Yeah, but you're never sure when you're travelling what you should and shouldn't be doing.
Do you seriously buy bug spray for Ohio?
Anyway, because of the heat, I started sweating. This stuff combined, it went in my eyes. And I actually had to leave the festival. To go back to the hotel and spend an hour in the hotel trying to clean my eyes out.
There isn't anything worse than sun cream in your eyes, though.
It wasn't a good look.
Especially bug spray for all those bugs that they've got in that part of America.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You sniff any socks while you were out there?
No, I didn't. Is that still a thing here?
Yeah. do you want to know what you missed while you were away?
Yes.
We had an amazing Who game. Like, one of the best Who-offs ever.
I saw loads of tweets about this.
Yeah, listen.
Who loves orange soda? Kel loves orange soda. Is it true? Uh-huh. I do.
Brilliant.
Keenan and Kel there. Also, someone pressed their best thing of 2016 buzzer for this.
I'm in the bush. I've just found a Pikachu. Can't believe it.
Didn't someone press their buzzer as well for a kebab?
Yeah, well, no, he was having a kebab on Saturday night and he was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. So decided to press his buzzer for 2016, but only didn't tell us about it. It was just on his own.
Oh,
and then wanted to retract it yesterday, and I can't do that.
The regret of buzzing for something like that.
So you in a bush searching for Pokemons, someone pressed their buzzer for that, and that's the only thing they can say is the best thing of the year. Plus this guy, did you see this? He got pretty angry when he spotted someone playing Pokemon literally right next to Beyonce. Listen to this.
Pokemon! She's playing Pokemon when Beyonce's singing. Look at where she is! Look at where she is! She's next to the stage!
Right, this girl must have paid hundreds of pounds for this ticket. Literally, Beyonce is right there in her face, and instead of concentrating what's actually going on at the concert, she's playing Pokemon.
It must have been a rare one.
It was really rare. Anyway, that's pretty much it. The Scott Mills Daily. So Bangers is back on today at 2:40. Callum Scott playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:40. Last time we did it was with Rizzle Kicks. We're going over to Sean Keaveney on Six Music. Water, please. It's fair to say we all get a little bit more relaxed, I suppose, when the weather's warm. I worry that Sean might be too relaxed when he's on air.
Exactly. But on the upside, we're still here. For now. And it's quite summery, isn't it? I'm coming my shorts.
Good game with them. It's on BBC iPlayer if you want to watch it. And newbie Callum Scott, he's very excited. I just saw on his Twitter, he cannot wait to play Innuendo Bingo today. And so many of you are fans of that song. It's doing really well. I've done it on my own. He'll be in about 10 minutes.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Here is Callum Scott. Hi.
Hi, man. How are you?
I'm really good. Nice to see you. This is, your life's gone a bit crazy lately, really.
It's gone a bit mental, yeah.
So you were just saying you worked in an office for how many years?
8 years.
And now, and here you are about to play Innuendo Bingo.
I know, yeah. I actually can't wait. I watched a few just to psych myself up. And
did you?
I don't know why I'm wearing a white T-shirt either.
Oh, yeah, ridiculous. That's an error.
Oh, no, that'll get more views, though.
Do you find you're just having weird experience after weird experience at the moment?
Yeah, so, like, for example, I was in LA singing with Designer, the guy who sang Panda, in an antique shop. And then within 48 hours, I was singing in a castle with Jamie Lawson in Wales.
Whoa.
And then
why,
a year ago,
why
I was
the antique shop? Sorry, what was going on there?
it was an Apple event Universal. Right. So it was a bit mental.
I always like to sniff the guests when they arrive, and I do.
You do,
and I can confirm Callum smells fresh and clean.
Perfect.
Might take the name of that fragrance before you leave. Actually, quite good. You know, so many different people from all over the world. Obviously, they do. Cover versions of huge songs like this one every day on YouTube.
Yeah.
Why do you think this one has really stood out and got people's attention? Because it really has.
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously the original is dancey and it comes in, it's like, it just makes you want to move about. Whereas I think because of the piano version of mine, it just makes you listen to the words more.
Yeah.
And I think it's just one of those situations, if you haven't been through it yourself, you probably know somebody who has been through it, you know, that unrequited love and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So I just think it speaks to a lot of people.
Yeah. And was this always the plan to release this song around Britain's Got Talent time, or because it's obviously a bit afterwards, isn't it?
Yeah, we left it a bit of time. I was busy writing stuff, and then we just decided it was come March time. Let's put it out for all the fans. People was asking for it, so.
I think you've put it out at the wrong time, personally. only reason I say that is around Christmas time with that shop, you know, the big department store. The one that rhymes with Juan Huis, that one.
Yeah.
This would have been perfect.
Yeah.
They could have had some animated creature dancing in the corner. It could have been well emotional.
For Juan Huis.
And you could have absolutely, you could have done well out of that.
Major coin.
Yeah. I missed out.
It's all right, though. You've not really missed out because people are loving it. Do you think Britain's Got Talent helped? Because some people go on those shows and they're like, nah, I wish I'd never done it.
Yeah, I mean, it can be a blessing or a curse, I think, sometimes. I think it worked all right for me, you know. I got an amazing fan base out of it, very loyal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've stuck with me ever since.
And also, can you clear up a rumour that is floating around? Is your dad Barry Scott off of Sillet Bang?
No, he's not.
Bang.
Oh, that's disappointing.
That
would have been amazing.
Oh, I wish it was true.
You're the first person to say that as well.
Am I?
Yeah, you'd think...
Oh, I thought you'd hear that every day.
No.
Is Barry Scott a who?
Yes, massive who.
Oh, is it?
Not the adverts anymore.
Oh, right.
There's a new hot guy on there now.
Also, how wicked is it Tiesto's done a remix of this?
Yeah, man.
Like, so how did that I heard come that about? Yesterday.
We just spoke to him and was just like, you know, do you like the song? And he's like, yeah, I love it. Let me do a little remix of it, a cheeky remix. Yeah, and he just got us back. That is, it's amazing as well.
What about if you came back and it was rubbish and you're like, well, sorry, Tiesto, it's really good.
I don't know, I dare say that.
I know. Tell me about this homecoming gig you did in Hull.
Yeah, very emotional, actually. I did a homecoming gig yesterday to all my fans from Hull, family and friends there. It was very emotional, yeah. Got a bit upset, got a bit teary.
Aww. Did you do a speech? Did you do like one of those real emotional?
I tried to do one of those, like, you know, oh, I'm so grateful for everybody, but my voice did that weird thing, you know, when you get upset. And I was like, and I was like, no, that's just.
And you were like, no.
No, the snare.
Do you know if Robin's heard the song, your version?
I don't know if she has. I've never heard anything from her, you see.
Yeah. Have you met Robin, Scott?
A long time ago, yeah.
She's, really cool. I'm assuming, really cool.
Yeah, she did a big, did a couple of big weekends. Yeah,
I'd love to hear from
sadly
her.
Sadly, didn't get her details, so I can't hook that up. So it's all going very well. What is it true you've got UK tour and US and Europe?
In the pipeline, somewhere down the line, yeah. I'm supporting Jamie Lawson in October, but yeah. My headline stuff is probably later down the line.
Awesome. Okay, well, I know that you're well up for playing Inyo Domingo today, so I'm saying let's get wet.
Let's do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So Callum's here playing Inyo Domingo today. And, well, what a career highlight, you know what I mean?
Don't play it down. I think you play Innuendo Bingo twice, two times, one in a way up, one in a way down.
Do you think?
This is the up one, though, Charlotte.
Yeah. This is the up one,
Thank God for that.
Okay, the cameras are on. If you want to watch us, I've got a feeling it's going to be a good one today, so get online now, bbc.co.uk/radio1, phone, tablet, computer, anywhere where you can get Radio 1 on the screen, and you can see Callum.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
This music's meant to scare you.
It's very dramatic.
Yeah.
You have got all the fans, haven't you? There was loads of people outside work I saw as well, outside the building here.
Mm-hmm. I tried.
All the fans.
All the fans.
If you can't watch this now because you're busy, like work, then you can watch it later. We'll get a little video up for you because we're like that. Okay. Water, please. As much as you can in your mouths. Do not swear. The water is cold initially. I feel like we haven't done this for a while. Mm. All right. So, first clip. It's over to the world's strongest man on Channel 5. Ho! Is that still on? And he used to be on Boxing Day. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Like people pulling trucks. Now, Brian Shaw may be one of America's strongest men, but even he can be subject to a little bit of stage fright at the most inopportune moments, like the best of us.
He got it to his shoulders, gave it two good hits. I think with all the will in the world, he'll never get that up today.
A little bit of stage fright with the log press there.
I think with all the will in the world, he'll never get that up today.
Yeah. Okay, more water, please. If you need to refill, then please do. We're going to BBC Breakfast. And Carol Kirkwood is aboard the Queen Boadicea in Gloucester. Of course she is. She does the weather in the weirdest places. Hi, Carol, can you just get in this lake and do the weather? Okay. Here, Carol is talking to Alex Ball from the National Waterways Museum, and judging by her reaction, everyone loves Queen Boadicea.
And she has been doing our little trips on the canal with commentary ever since, and she is loved and admired by everybody who comes on her, including us, I have to say. Yes.
Good spray edge from Callum there. Oh. Absolutely everybody loves her.
She is loved and admired by everybody who comes on her.
Oh, we've got a giggler. Okay, water please. Lots of it. Let's make it a wet one, lads. We're going to Channel 5 now for the second test between England and Pakistan. What even is that?
What, the...
Cricket, is it?
Second test?
Yeah.
Cricket.
Okay. Yeah. Water, please. Pakistan absolutely thrashed by England. Come on, Chris. Reload. Pakistan's captain, Pakistan's captain Misbah al-Haq. Really, what? I don't know. I've never said his name before. Come on, Chris. Pakistan's captain Misbah al-Haq. Oh, this is going to be a problem now. Because every time I say Misbah's name...
It's just you trying to do sport.
Poor Callum.
Right on my head as
well. Oh, no. Really on the head there.
Really on the head,
really
mate.
Really on the head. Right, let's just call him Pakistan's captain. Come on. We're never going to get through this otherwise. Pakistan's captain not happy with being thrashed by England.
They haven't taken wickets with the spin. The seam is bowled really well, so we need to be ready for that because you can't control tosses.
I knew it.
Did you know what was coming there?
I had a feeling.
Misbah there talking about the difficulty of controlling England's bowlers.
Because you can't control tosses.
I'm drenched.
Water, please. Water, please. All the water. It's a great game today. Come on, Chris. You can get that water in. Come on.
Because you can't control tosses.
If you need to let it out. Now we're going over to ITV News on the hottest day of the year. Now, the hot weather can make us all feel a little bit giddy at times, especially so for presenter Charlene... What is going on? I'm just trying to get through this.
Sorry.
Hot weather. Charlene White's feeling the hot weather.
Duncan Golestani, ITV News, Blackpool.
Chris, what is wrong with you?
Duncan Golestani, ITV News, Blackpool.
He slept through it. He missed it.
Completely missed it.
Hottest day of the year.
Indeed. He's disappointed you didn't come in your shorts.
This is great sprayage today.
Why did I wear shorts?
Charlene White there, off of ITV Evening News.
Indeed. I'm very disappointed you didn't come in your shorts.
Water, please. Over to BBC Two, and it's the return of Robot Wars. It's back. Now, it can be a dangerous place when the robots really start going at it. And I tell you, you don't really want to get near Matilda at all.
They are a lumbering great.
Take him out.
108 kilo machine. They will take some shifting. In comes Matilda. You don't want to tackle the rear end of Matilda, that's for sure.
Callum, for a first timer, you're really good at the spraying. Really good.
I'm soaked. Oh, this is a wet one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Very wet one.
And remember...
You don't want to tackle the rear end of Matilda, that's for sure.
Water, please, in your mouths. It's Callum Scott, innuendo bingo.
This is good.
Good one today. Come on, then. I think the tagline for today's bingo should be...
Because you can't control tosses.
So serious.
Okay. Everyone's like, what are those noises? It's just Callum trying to catch his breath, if you're not watching. Okay, now we're going over to one of our favourite clips from last week, and it's the hotel inspector with Alex Pulizzi on Channel 4. Alex is very annoyed with the owner of this hotel. He's been very naughty. And Alex is going to teach him a lesson.
Oh, my gosh, a hotelier who doesn't like facing his guests again. This is my least favourite problem to deal with. It sounds like I'm going to have to really give him a pounding.
And that's his punishment, see?
It sounds like I'm going to have to really give him a pounding.
Yeah. Not long to go now, lads. Water, please. Where are you wettest?
I'm wettest down below.
Yeah.
Definitely. I'm feeling that. How about you? It's gone through.
It does go through.
Very easily. Gravity and that. It's sort of...
Someone wants to press their buzzer as the best bingo ever. Jay.
Wow. Compliments.
Okay. BBC Radio 5 Live Extra now for Test Match Special. And commentator Jonathan Agnew, who is celebrating 25 years on air. Now, I've never interviewed a Prime Minister or even a former Prime Minister before. Not Cameron. Not Theresa May. Isn't it unfortunate she sounds like a shampoo, isn't it? Water, please. Never interview one. Thatcher, never interview her. But Jonathan has been on air for such a long time, he is prepared to ask anything to anyone. Listen to him talking to David Cameron.
It's lovely to be here for an afternoon of enjoyable cricket.
Great. And you're quite happy to come? You're able to come? It's not a problem for you to come?
Asking that to David Cameron.
You're quite happy to come? You're able to come? It's not a problem for you to come?
Okay, good. And
you worded it three different ways.
I know.
A triple whammy.
This is such a good one today. And... finally, we're going over to Money for Nothing on BBC Two. You may need multiple cups of water for this one. You might need to reload halfway through, just to beware. Don't know about you, but nothing this exciting ever happens to me when I go to the rubbish dump.
What are you throwing out?
When Sarah met Dick at the dump, she pounced on his old postal card.
I like it that Chris is getting it full barrels today. I actually stopped it early. Hang on. Callum, you're good at this. You need to come back. I stopped it early. Here we go.
Okay, so where are we up to? Sarah and Dick at the dump.
Yeah.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Water, please.
They would use these to move the parcels around.
Dick was more than happy to give it to Sarah.
If you show me where you want me to put it, I'll come...
Okay. I'm enjoying this so much, I've got one more. A bonus clip for you, Callum Scott. Over to the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. And do you remember when Wales got to the semi-final of Euro 2016? Alex Jones, off of Welsh BBC presenter, had the perfect plan to make it to home in time for the game. But... here's the question. Who is Mike?
And then, at 8 o'clock, we will run, pull Mike off, run to the pub.
And that was a ridiculously insane innuendo bingo. Alex there talking about her, pulling her microphone off, of course. Callum, would you come back again?
I would love to come back again.
Did you love it?
Yeah, I loved it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1's
Teen Heroes.
Now look, we've got some very exciting news on Radio 1 today. Earlier, Grimmy told you how you can nominate someone you know for a very special Teen Hero Award. It's that time of year again where we're looking for some people to apply, and they could be celebrating at Wembley Arena with us and with loads of celebs. You might remember last year, we presented Aaron with his very own Teen Hero Award for all of his courage and inspirational work. Aaron was born a girl. When he turned 16, Aaron asked his family and friends to treat him as a boy. He'd been suffering from a lot of depression and anxiety because of gender dysphoria. But despite that, he went on to raise awareness and help others, a lot of others who were in a similar situation. I can't believe it's been 8 months since we spoke to Aaron at the Teen Awards, but we can speak to him now. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
Can you remember being on stage at Wembley with us and all those screaming teenagers just cheering you on? What an amazing moment.
Yeah, I can briefly. It was all a bit of a blur.
What do you remember about it?
a lot of people and lights.
Do you remember everyone was standing up as well?
Oh no, that was such a lovely moment. It was mad seeing. I've never seen a standing ovation on that scale.
It was
before.
An actual standing ovation, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't really see much of it. There were so many lights, and I was a bit all over the place.
Do you remember before, I was like, don't worry, don't panic, and then everyone just erupted, and I was like, oh, actually, yeah, it's quite scary. But did you love it?
Yeah, it was amazing.
One of the best experiences of your life?
The best experience of my life, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Did you get a decent profile picture from it? That's the most important thing.
I did, I got a good cover photo for Facebook.
Did you? Yeah. Excellent, yeah. That's the main thing. So it was November last year, does it all feel like a bit of a blur now, all that?
Yeah, I can't really get my head around it, it doesn't feel real.
Obviously, raising awareness of gender dysphoria was really important to you and something that you still do now, I know. How do you explain to people what that is? What do you say to them?
It's difficult. I don't really know how to explain it other than it's a mismatch between my body and my brain.
And do a lot of people come to you for advice?
I've had a few people since that, yeah. Online a lot more now through YouTube and things. I just want to show that people can get into a good place, even though at the time it might not feel like it. It will get there someday.
It's good because you can make other people that probably are having the hard time that you had feel happier and get to where you are now. I know you've got your own advice and support video blog. What kind of things do you talk about on there?
It's usually common questions that I get asked. So rather than having to repeat myself over and over again, it's just link them to that.
I would imagine before you won the award that actually at times you must have felt very unconfident. So to be able to go and do that vlog is a really special thing. Would you agree?
Yeah, like it felt like before that nobody was watching. And yeah, now I know people are watching that I feel a lot more confident and I want to do it now rather than feeling like it's sort of a chore.
And I know that since we saw you back in November, you've legally changed your name to Aaron and you've got a male driving licence, which I know you wanted. What difference has it made?
Yeah, definitely. I'm a lot more confident now. It doesn't feel like I'm hiding behind that name, and especially with my driving licence and my passport. When I go on holiday, I don't have to worry about anything and it's just going to be correct and how I want it.
So everything's kind of fallen into place for you, really?
Yeah, it's going well at the minute.
Oh, that's really positive. It's so good to hear.
See, we're now looking for some courageous and inspirational people just like you, Aaron, to be our teen hero of this year, 2016. What would you say to someone who's maybe thinking of nominating their mate or their brother or their sister? Why should they nominate them?
I'd say just do it, because having that little bit of recognition from your friends and family, even if you don't win, it's just nice to know that they are there, even if they don't say it all the time.
Yeah. Listen, thank you for talking to us, Aaron. It's been lovely catching up with you again. Thank you.
You too. Bye.
So, does hearing Aaron's story remind you of someone that also deserves to be recognised for their achievements? It could be a brother or a sister or a good mate. Maybe they've shown bravery in a really tough situation. Maybe they're someone that's very selfless, who puts the needs of others first. It could be someone who's volunteered their time to help the community, or someone that's just been very inspirational to many people. If they're aged between 12 and 17 and live in the UK, including the Channel Islands and Isle of Man, you can nominate them for this year's Teen Hero Awards on the Radio 1 website. Go to bbc.co.uk/Radio 1 now to read the terms and conditions and to nominate the person that you know. You've got until the end of Sunday, the 7th of August, to get your suggestions in. And in October, we will meet this year's teen heroes. And you never know, you could be giving something very special back to that very special person that's given so much to others.
BBC Radio 1's
Teen Heroes. The Scott Mills Daily.
Callum Scott's been on saying that was hilarious and he loved Inuit Bingo. Tom Odell has just given us a big thumbs up on Twitter for playing his track of the day today. It's all part of the service, lads.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Problem is, whenever I think of Tom Odell, all I can think about is his loose cat. Do you remember we spoke to him a while ago and he was talking about his cat that's been proper playing around?
Oh, yeah. The cat stays at different houses from night to night, never in the same place.
Loose.
Loose. And now, Tristan, 24, in Dorchester. Hello.
Hello, Barbaras. How you doing,
sir? All right, my love. Yes. You're the most West Country person I've ever heard.
Well, I'm glad I'm impressed.
Well, I wish I could join in with the voice.
But you can't.
Well, you do all right, my friend. You do all right.
I do all right.
Are you on a tractor?
I am in my tractor right now, yes.
Of course you are.
Is this... you're not putting this voice on. This is fully...
How
on.
How rude!
It just... It's very, very West Country.
No. This is me. Dorset born, Dorset bred.
Yep. What's the next bit?
Love it.
Strong in the arm, thick in the head.
Yes! This is great.
Is this your real voice? Are you putting it on?
No, it's just... Chris. No, I just mean it's like... It's full on, isn't
yeah,
it?
It's on.
Great.
I love it. It's my favourite. I remember I lived in Bristol for a couple of years and I used to come back home to my mum in Southampton and I'd be like, right? And she'd be like, why are you speaking like that? You just pick it up. I really pick up accents. Mm. Okay, so who do you normally pick on bangers?
Well, you see, it's actually 50-50, I'd say, if I'm honest.
Okay. So all to play for today is I bring you this classic. Axwell, ooh. I Found You. You've not heard it for a while, have you?
I've not heard it ever, if I'm honest.
Yeah, you heard this. It's a big tune, this one. You've definitely heard it. Problem is, it's just this bit of it.
Here we go. To be fair, we've not picked the best clip.
No, if you... Anyway.
I found you.
It gets better than that.
This could just be something I'm talking over. Yeah, this sounds like this.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1. All right, Tristan.
Anyway, you could pick this one. It's the music I played. Yeah. Go on. What have you got, Chris?
Tristan, you can have that or you can have this. Well, it's Chase and Status and Jacob Banks. The song's called Alive.
Oh, there you are, Chase and Status.
I love this song. When it kicks in, it is the one. Also, Jacob Banks, what's he up to now? He had my favourite voice for ages.
Surely you're running out of Chase and Status songs.
Take me back.
I think it's the last Chase and Status one I'm going to be able to pick for a while.
I'm not going
to
win because he's never heard of the song because he picks the wrong bit.
They're both really good songs, actually, Tristan, on this one, but pick me.
But pick me anyway.
Well, they're both sounding all right. They're both sounding a bit of me. But I got to make a decision here.
Yeah,
and
what that's going to be.
Well, oh, gosh. Oh, I don't know. All right. I think I got it. I got an idea.
You got this one, Tristan.
I've got it. Person I'm going to choose, I think it's going to be. It's going to have to be Scott. I'm going to have to choose Scott. Just because I fancy it, that's why.
Well, thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment.
That will explain it.
Well, I loved him today. Let's get him back on. Just for occasional chats. Oof, the Chase and Status fans are not happy.
I would have loved to have... I genuinely think that should have been chosen. I would love to have heard that. But saying that, I've not heard this song for ages. It's good to hear it.
Do you know, though, a lot of people, they say they've not heard of that track that I just played, Axwell. Jack says it sounds great. Never heard of it. Michaela says, no idea what this song is. It's Pants. Chris should have won.
Okay. But with the Chase and Status one, what is Jacob Banks up to now?
I don't know. If anyone knows...
His voice is amazing.
If you're with Jacob Banks right now, then let us... I mean, that's quite niche, isn't it? It's not likely to happen.
Maybe a bit. So you're 1-0 up this week?
Yeah. I mean, first day because of yesterday. But yeah, all good. Thank you. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2:40.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I said that Bangers is going to be on tomorrow at 2:40. Completely forgetting that we're doing the Radio 1 Breakfast Show tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
And Thursday and Friday. But how bad is it that people have to text in going, it's not going to be 2:40 because you're on breakfast, you salad.
Well, we always say this. If you don't mind sending us a reminder tonight as well.
Yeah, if you could tweet us later on, because I'll just forget. I'll be watching TV. Like, oh, breakfast show tomorrow. And we've got loads of people on tomorrow. We've got Vicky McClure off of Line of Duty. And This Is England. We've also got Isla Fisher on tomorrow.
I know, huge.
That's massive. So Vicky is going to be on quite early, actually, just after 7. And then Isla Fisher just after 8 tomorrow morning on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Our bangers will be at 8:50. So if you want to know who goes through tomorrow, 8:50 tomorrow morning. Thanks for reminding us.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Something while you're off, Chris, that you may have missed. Have you heard about the celebrity massage therapist who bites her clients?
Who bites her clients?
Yeah, so she does a massage and then she will bite their back.
That's not normal, though, is it? Well, I've not had many massages.
I've never had it before, but as you know, I love a fad. Now, it's been on lots of articles in the papers, online. I know that other radio stations have talked about it, but none of them actually spoken to Dr. Dot herself.
Oh, you use her?
No, I don't use her, but we've managed to get hold of her.
Oh, what a result.
Right, so she has bitten some of the biggest names in the world. Film stars, rock stars, pop stars. She just kind of just gets your back and goes, arr!
And she has permission to do this. This isn't something that she just sneaks in.
They pay her for it. I want to know more. We're going to find out after three. We've got her on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
There is a massage therapist in America who bites her famous clients.
It's like, unbelievable.
Actually takes a chunk out of them. Well, probably doesn't take a chunk out of them, but it's like the newest thing. And she's got a list of famous people, which we're about to hear. Hello, Dr. Dot.
Hey there.
How are you?
I'm all right. Getting a sunburn over here in New York.
You got sunburn?
It's hot as hell over here, don't you know?
Oh, is it? Okay.
Anyways, yeah, I'm fine.
Have you been up all night seeing clients?
Well, I haven't been up seeing clients, but I'm also a dispatcher because I have about 1,000 employees worldwide, and I cater to touring pop and rock bands. I have almost 1,000 dot bots, as we call them, and I have to connect them with rock stars. And so I'm almost like a rock star. I keep rock star hours. I'm up all night, and I sleep quite a bit of the day.
Yes to your rock star hours.
I love it.
If you're going to describe your job, what is it you actually do?
Okay, well, my main job would be, I mean, most people call me the celebrity masseuse, the rock and roll masseuse, but I can't be everywhere at once, therefore I had to start hiring more and more therapists, and now I have almost 1,000 worldwide, and when my rock star clients or pop star clients are on tour, I connect them with dot bots all over the world.
Dot bots, okay, that's what they're called.
Yeah.
So have
yeah.
you always been biting celebrities, or did you just start off as massaging?
Well, I have started doing the bite massage when I was about 5 years old with my mom because my hands weren't strong enough for her. So she would ask me to massage her and then bite her. And so I just don't remember life without doing those things. For me, it's normal. I you know, combine it with my massage. But I ask people first. I say, would you like to try my bite massage first? It's very deep tissue. I don't draw blood. I've never broken any skin. It's almost like cupping, but this is better. This is better. This is like super deep tissue. I'm almost like tenderizing you like a steak.
Oh, that's what I want. I'm so up for this.
What are you cupping? What's this cupping?
Well, you put cups on your back. You've seen it before and you get the cup marks. We've talked about it before.
Yeah, like Gwyneth Paltrow. She always looks like she has 1,000 hickeys on her back. But my bite method doesn't leave marks on people.
Okay, you know? So is it a light bite?
No, it's really, it's like, you know how cats grab their little kitten's neck and drag them around and it looks like it must hurt, but it doesn't?
Yeah.
That's how it's like that. It feels so good. It's unbelievable. You know, don't knock it till you try it.
We're definitely going
to
try it.
I'm going to get you to dispatch somebody, one of your 1,000 employees, and let's get it done. Do you have any in London?
They don't do it. Nobody does the bite massage but me. That's the thing. They all do deep tissue massage, and they're chiropractors and acupuncturists on my team. I'm the only one who does the bite method, though, so you have to get your ass over here to New York.
You bite there as well, do you?
London.
Okay.
Fly me over to London like Simon Cowell does. Well, now I think he's in L.A. now, but he used to fly me to London anytime he wanted a treatment. He put me up in the Baglioni, and I would just be on call 24/7 whenever he needed a massage.
So Simon Cowell's one of your clients that likes to be bitten?
Yeah. Well, I mean, he likes my massage, and I've thrown in the bite massage a couple times. You know,
loves
it. He tastes pretty good. He's awesome. Does I he? Love Simon. Love Simon.
He tastes pretty good.
We like Simon a lot, actually.
He's the smartest, most generous, funniest guy I've ever met. I love him.
But how does it work in that situation? So he's lying there, right, having his massage. And then at some point...
Smokes while he gets a massage and watches TV.
And then you'll say, can I bite you?
No, I'll say, before I put the oil all over you, do you want the bite massage today? And he say, all right, then, go ahead. Or sometimes he'll say, nah, just do your hands. I'm not in the mood to get your abuse today.
That's so good.
Apart from Simon Cowell, then, who else have you bitten that we'd know?
Justin Timberlake.
You've bitten Ryan Justin Timberlake? Theory.
Of course.
Justin Timberlake, how did he taste?
Fresh.
No, I mean, nobody tastes bad. I mean, everyone has a shower before they get a massage, you know?
Yeah. Oh, hang on. I've just seen that you've bitten Kanye West.
Yeah, he's awesome. You know what? I know he looks like a bit of a prat in the news, but he's so cool. It's unbelievable. And he was cranking the Jimi Hendrix during the massage, talking about his girlfriend, blah, blah, blah. Well, now it's his wife. But he's awesome. I love Kanye. I don't like his music, okay? But he's a cool person.
And which bit of him did you bite?
His back.
Is it always the back?
Yeah, it's usually the back. Sometimes I have bitten the glutes, but it's not like a popular thing.
Ouch.
I mean, I have, you know, it feels good.
Yeah?
No doubt. And it's through the towel. It's through the sheet. I don't bite like the bare skin on the butt. You know, I bite the back. As you can see, if you just go to Google and type in doctor.bitemassage, there's lots of videos of me chomping on people. Wouldn't you want to have your butt bitten? It feels amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely a debate I'm having in my head right now.
No, it feels really good. It's like the deepest tissue. It's like big pinching. And the jaw muscles are stronger than your hand muscles.
Where are you on this with
this,
Scott?
My hands are made of steel. They call me the pit bull of massage because of my hands.
And your teeth.
So my hands, I massage people with my feet sometimes too. I have customers that do not want me to touch them with my hands or my teeth. They want me to massage them just with my feet. Have you ever heard of the hot chocolate massage? I developed a hot chocolate massage for Eva Longoria with Magnum chocolate.
What happens in the chocolate massage?
Well, I pour the hot, well, it's not steaming hot, but I pour hot chocolate on you and I massage. Instead of using massage oil, I use hot chocolate. If you want to see videos of it, you just go to YouTube, Dr. Hot Chocolate Massage. And
got
it
you.
Smells delicious and it's good for your skin and it energizes you. And actually, a bite massage would be really good after that.
Oh, yeah. And good for you as well, I assume.
Yeah, lovely.
I've never tried the combination, but now that I'm thinking about it,
oh, you'd love
very
that.
Good.
Yeah,
listen, if you like body work, if you like body work, and you don't want a wimpy massage, you know,
yes,
those boring wimpy massages. We don't do that on my team.
Okay.
Everyone on my team has to be certified in deep tissue massage, or they're not hired. Okay, and everyone on tour, people, rock stars who are touring and athletes that are on tour, they need the crap kicked out of them. They want a deep tissue massage.
Oh yeah, I like a deep tissue. Me.
Yeah.
Have you bitten Taylor Swift?
Pardon?
Have you bitten Taylor Swift?
No, I haven't met her yet, and there's nothing to bite. She's just a bag of bones. No.
Katy Perry? Katy Perry?
Yes, yeah, she's got a lot of curves. She's smoking hot.
So you bit her?
Sometimes when I'm biting, yes, someone like Katy Perry, someone hot, I think to myself, how many men on earth would kill to have my job?
That's right.
You know?
Well, yeah. Listen, you're my new favorite person. It's official.
Listen, find me on Facebook, look for Dr. Dot, and you hook up when you come to New York. You give me a bell, and I'll bite you. I'll make you cry.
Excellent. I think we should book Chris. Dr. Dot, I'm going to be in touch. Thanks so much for speaking to us.
Okay, cheers.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Loads of girls are like, I want a bite massage from her because she's bitten Justin Timberlake. I know what you mean. And what an invitation there from Dr. Dot.
When you come to New York, you give me a bell, and I'll bite you.
Okay, good. That's normal. Sarah says, oh my God, the massage therapist needs to be on more. The amount of name drops, I know. Do you think any of her clients that she bites knows that she just drops and clangs their name all the time?
I don't know. I mean, she did seem quite self-publicising.
Yes.
But then why wouldn't you be in that situation?
I just think that if Kanye West heard that, he might be like, can you stop saying that you've bitten me in a hotel room in Berlin at 4 a.m, please?
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know you missed this because you were in America or flying back, but Greg had the greatest thing on his show yesterday. You know he does Rent-A-Greg?
Yeah.
Where you can literally rent him out. So this guy called Will calls up and he's like, I need someone to take me to the airport. I'm going on my first holiday, like, away with the lads to Ayia Napa. Only it's tonight. So I'm looking forward to hearing this on Greg's show today, but about 2 a.m. in the morning, this morning,
Greg took one of his listeners to the airport and did an airport run.
That's brilliant.
Isn't that great? And I was listening in my car yesterday. He was saying that he'd lined up something quite funny for the guy as well. So I actually don't know what it was.
What I really like about that as well is it does show that you can rent Greg for anything. And that sends my mind racing.
I know, because he was on the show yesterday and then Greg had to stay up and take him to the airport night.
I love that.
And now he's in Ayanapa. Mm. So we'll hear what happened about that later on. I really enjoyed that yesterday, listening to it. The Scott Mills Daily. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, we're in for Grimmie on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show. Join us from 6:30 tomorrow morning. Our guests include Vicky McClure and Isla Fisher.